The Israeli army is going through a period of soul searching after a series of recent incidents in the occupied territories in which excessive force was used. The army is re-examining how it deals with Palestinian civilians. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Reservist Uri Dotan remembers a day in Hebron several years ago when he was in charge of a checkpoint. A car approached and the Palestinian woman passenger said she was in labor. But soldiers under Dotan's command refused to let her pass. Dotan says he found out later the woman's husband spent 3 hours driving around the back roads of Hebron until he reached the hospital. The baby was stillborn. Dotan says confrontations like these are played out hundreds of times each day all over the West Bank and Gaza amid the violence and turmoil of the Palestinian uprising against Israeli occupation.
When you put an 18-year-old child in a checkpoint and give him so much power and in his hand to decide whether a person is ill or whether a woman is pregnant, so he's acting like God. He doesn't have the opportunity to do the right things.
The incident that brought this issue to the front pages of the Israeli press occurred early one morning last October in the Gaza Strip. Soldiers at an outpost saw a suspicious figure enter what's called a no-go zone. As the figure approached, they opened fire. The target turned out to be 13-year-old Iman al-Humps, a Palestinian schoolgirl with a book bag on her back. Israel Television's Channel 2 broadcast footage of the soldiers' conversations during the incident.
She's behind the dirt barrier, terrified. The bullets landed right next to her.
Even after it became clear the suspect was a young girl, the shooting continued. But what most shocked the Israeli public was the behavior of the company commander, identified only as Commander R.
We fired and killed her. She was wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and a keffiyeh on her head. I verified the kill.
Commander R verified the kill in this case, according to testimony of Israeli soldiers on the scene, by walking up to the girl as she lay on the ground and firing at least two more bullets into her body. In the original army investigation, Commander R was cleared of all wrongdoing. But after soldiers who witnessed the killing went to the media, the investigation was reopened and the commander indicted. The killing of Iman al-Humps, along with published photos of Israeli soldiers posing with the severed head of a suicide bomber, sparked an uproar in both the Israeli public and the army. Chief of Staff Moshe Yaalon this week said the soldiers are dealing with a complex situation in which terrorists hide among a civilian population.
The challenge today is not to drive a tank across the desert, but to tell the difference between a man who wants to go to work, and one who has explosives in his pants.
Yaalon urged soldiers to report cases of abuse of Palestinians, and he said the army must do more to investigate these reports.
In this type of conflict, if we lose the moral high ground, it will undermine our military strength.
Military police launched two new investigations this week. In one case, naval commandos allegedly killed an unarmed Palestinian suspected of directing suicide bombers after he was already in custody and lying on the ground. The preliminary investigation found the soldiers believed the man had a second gun. In another case, soldiers shot dead an unarmed Palestinian teenager in what the army later acknowledged was an unprovoked attack. The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem says that since September 2000, Israeli soldiers have killed at least 1,650 Palestinians who were not directly involved in the fighting. Only 89 cases have been investigated and 22 indictments issued. Jessica Montel, the director of B'Tselem, says soldiers feel they can act with impunity.
It's difficult to know what percentage of soldiers are involved in these cases. What is extremely clear is that it's not a few bad seeds. You're talking about systemic problems that are the result of system-wide policies.
But the Israeli army insists abuses are the exception rather than the rule. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon this week said the Israeli Defense Force is the most moral army in the world. Michael Oren of the Shalem Institute says the issue has come to the fore now because of Israel's success in fighting Palestinian terrorism. He says that after every Israeli war, there has been a period of introspection.
Even after a period of tremendous victory, the Six-Day War, which seemed to be almost immaculate in Israeli eyes in terms of its purity of arms, was subject to very serious scrutiny afterward about the behavior of Israeli soldiers.
But this time, the introspection is occurring while the conflict continues. And after more than 4 years, many Israelis are beginning to question how this war is being fought. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.